I want you to open up the
Genesis
chapter 8.
We're going to see y'all here on this Wednesday night. If y'all could, if you're willing and able, can you please stand while I read the Word of God? I'm going to be out of Matthew 5, verse number
5. Will you please stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God? And God remembered Noah, and every living thing, and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters
and seeing the multitudes, he went up into a
the fountains also of the deep, and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was strained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually, and after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated.
The first point that I'm
going
to talk
about is how we see this. Thank you for honoring the Word of God.
Now, on verse 5, it says, "In seeing the multitudes, he."
But first, I want to start off
that he
in
is
chapter
God.
6 of now, Genesis.
Ain't you glad that we got a God that loves us?
Verse 8.
Our second part is going to be how we see
now we have four
verse 2.
Points here.
Verse 2, it
there's
says,
a man,
and he opened his mouth
message,
and taught them.
A memory and a meeting.
What he's doing, he opened his mouth. Ain't you glad that he opened his mouth?
But Noah found
not only did he open his
grace
mouth,
in the eyes of the Lord.
When he opened his mouth,
these
seen
are
words.
The generations of
we
Noah.
We've all seen our words.
Noah
not only did we
was
see
just
his
a
words,
man.
But we've seen his
there's our man. His name is Noah.
Not only did we see his
and perfect in his generations,
his
and Noah walked
ain't
with God.
Glad that God let us be able to have all that.
In verse 13 of chapter 6, and God said unto Noah,
is how we see
there's our message.
And that's verse number 3 through 11.
There's our message. God
blessed
said unto Noah,
the poor,
the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Turn with me, if you will, to chapter 7, verse 1 of Genesis.
Blessed are they that mourn.
And the Lord said unto Noah, come.
Blessed are the meek.
There's our meeting.
For they shall inherit the earth.
Thou and all thy house
which
unto the ark. For thee have I seen
righteousness
before
be
me and this generation.
Blessed are the merciful.
Lord said, come.
Obtain mercy.
He didn't say,
blessed
come in.
Or
come on. Follow me. Lord said,
God.
Come. Lord
blessed
told Peter, come. He didn't say, come on and walk in the water. He didn't say, just come on and
children of God.
Come on with me. He
blessed
said, come. And
which are
Peter trusted in God.
For righteousness.
He focused on God.
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
And he blessed said, come thou and all thy house
men shall reveal
into the ark.
And
Noah did.
You and shall
turn back with me to chapter 6, verse 8.
Evil against you,
but Noah
for my sake.
Found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
And the
this is the first time grace is mentioned
salvation.
In the Bible.
That's verse 12.
Refer to goodness
rejoice
of God who extended to under serving man.
Glad. For great is your reward in heaven.
Chapter 6, verse 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was just a man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked
that
with God.
Ain't you glad
hand by hand, faith with faith.
Noah
was justified before God by faith.
It
is a promised seed. But Paul later said that he was an heir of righteousness which is laid by faith.
In
verse 13, and God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. For the earth is filled with violence. Through and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. God had no choice but to flood the earth. But Noah, the human race, would have been no more. And this world would have been turned back into a place without form and void and with darkness and hatred and upon the face of the deep. And it tells it back in Genesis verse 1, chapter 1, verse 2, I'm sorry. In chapter 7, verse 1, and the Lord said unto Noah, come, thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteousness before me in this generation. Turn with me, if you will, to chapter 8, verse 1. And God remembered Noah. There's our memory. God will never forget you. He knows you by from the beginning to the end. He knows you from A to Z. The idea of God remembering, as given here, does not mean that God had forgotten. or that he could forget. It simply means that he will have give his attention to whatever it is that he is being addressed here. And God made a wind to pass over the earth and the waters assuage. Assuage means to settle down. This earth, there's all kinds of violence. Sometimes there'll be a robbery, there'll be a killing, and then it'll settle down back to the way things needs to be. And we get used to it, but you don't really get used to it. But that's the way this world is. It has all kinds of surprises. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Chapter 8, verse 2. The fountains also of the deep, and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. Restrained means to hold back. Two words in this verse. Fountain and a window. Proclaims terrible ferocity of the flood, and a ferocity that literally reshaped much of this world. Chapter 8, verse 3, it says here, and follow me right here. And the waters returned from off the earth continually, and after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. Abated means to decrease force. This earth is decreasing. From the Christians. I mean, think about it. How often do you see Christians nowadays that call themselves a Christian? It took the Lord only one day to handle the water which covered the earth during the time of creation. It took much longer as regards the flood of Noah's time before these floods caused by sin. First, the rebellion of angels. Second, rebellion of man. The rebellion caused by man requires a greater extent of attention. By the Lord, the reason, you may ask, preacher, God gave far greater dominion to Adam, mankind, than he did the angel creation. So my message to you today is your ark ready? The flood is coming. God commanded Noah, there's a flood coming. Build your ark. Warn people. Us Christians, we got to warn people. Hey, God's coming back. He's coming back with glory in God. Spend eternity in heaven forever and ever and amen. Can I get amen, brothers? So is your ark ready? Are you satisfied with your salvation? If you ain't, just like God told Noah and Peter, come. Come. If you're going to say today, I beg for you to come. Because there's only one place you could ever spend. It's either heaven or hell. Hell is nothing but tormented and suffering. Heaven is nothing but peace and joy and righteousness and the Holy Ghost. So if God was to ask you today, come, would you come? There's no problem to check your salvation. You rededicate, you rededicate, you rededicate, you rededicate until you cannot rededicate no more. There ain't nothing wrong with checking your salvation. You want to get right with the Lord, that is the only way. But He is the truth, the life, and the way. He is the living God. And I always think back and wonder, like, man, everybody's filled in the graves. But there's only one grave that is not filled. There's only one tomb. There's only one tomb that's empty. And it says on right big on the cross, says, He is not here, for He has risen. Glory to God, brother. My message, point on, is your heart ready? Are you ready? Are you prepared for the flood? This flood was only a few days. This flood is for eternity. Is your heart ready? Are you satisfied with your salvation? Do you know who God is? Do you know what God did for you on Calvary? He died for me and He died for you. I tell you, it ain't good. But Satan's going to hell. He deserves to be there. For the lives he has ruined, for the doors he has kicked in. I always say this, but for the graves he has filled, and how much suffering is on this earth right now because of Satan. So Satan will go to hell, and he deserves to be there. For the doors he has kicked in, for the demolish he has done on this earth, the evilness. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, you put on the whole armor of God. You fight against spiritual wickedness of the devil. We don't fight against flesh and blood. Praise God, amen. There's nothing better place than heaven. Heaven is the way to go. So I ask you tonight, are you ready? Are you satisfied with your salvation? Do you know where you're going to go if you were to die today? The flood could come right after this sermon. It could come tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, 10 years. We don't know the time, but we do know there's heaven. Nothing but peace and joy and righteousness of the Holy Ghost. I'm about to be done preaching, but if you want to know who Jesus is, and you want to be saved, you want to know what to do to be saved, come to the altar. Today can be the day. Come right now. The altar is open 24/7, 365. God is still in the saving business. So where'd you come today? God was to command you to come, would you come? If God commanded you to build that ark, would you build that ark? I know I would, and I have, and I know where I'm going, amen. I'm done preaching. I want to close this. Brother Ken.